Well, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Continuing Folk Scare of the 60s, Part 2. So this acoustic version of Sounds of Silence was released. Paul Simon went to England. Art Garfunkel was back in New York. And a DJ got a hold of it and put some drums and some bass and some electric guitar to it and came up with same song, but with the arrangement that was released to everybody in 1965. And Art Garfunkel called Paul Simon in England and said, guess what, we got a hit. People are loving it. And the hit sounded like this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, I split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did. Sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silence. Sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
And the rest is history. Yes, indeed. Scarborough Fair, Homeward Bound, Mrs. Robinson, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, The Boxer, and the 59th Street Bridge Song, and a couple more big hits for Simon and Garfunkel. They couldn't lose, really, and they broke up just in time. And they broke up for all the right reasons, really. They were still sort of buddies. They just needed to expand and do things when they were young, and so they did. And they still tour occasionally and get $250 a pop, and that's what that's all about. Phil Oakes didn't quite have that kind of future, never really had a big hit, actually, except for one. We'll get to it. But to show you what a straightforward writer Phil Oakes really was when he wanted to be, this is a song that about the state of Mississippi, because he was a folk singer during the entire civil rights movement. He changed the lyric later on to Richard Nixon. Here's to the state of Richard Nixon. He felt that during the Nixon era, that Mississippi and the federal government were very, very similar. Here's to the state of Mississippi, Phil Oakes.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, for underneath her borders the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can wash the blood from off their hands, for they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the cops of Mississippi. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the judges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court. And they're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ravings of a clown. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of.
And here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of.
You know, we're calling this this program the Pop Folk Songs of the 60s, and really that was never on the radio. As far as mainstream radio, Phil Oakes got very little on the radio. As far as mainstream radio, some folks recorded his stuff. Joan Baez recorded a great version of Show Me the Prisons there, but for Fortune Go You and I. And a couple of people recorded the Draft Dodger Rag. But Phil himself never made it into mainstream airplay except for one song. And we'll get to that in a second, but I want to play what I think is Phil Oakes' greatest opus. And there are a lot of good ones out there. Pleasures of the Harbor, I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore. This is about the assassination of Kennedy. And it's called The Crucifixion. A lot of people have recorded this, and it's a good song. It's a real good song. There are a couple of versions out there. This is probably the best one, I think.
Oh, I am just...
Wait a second. Wrong one here. There we go.
And the night comes again to the surface-studded sky. The stars settle slowly, in loneliness they lie. Till the universe explodes as a falling star is raised. Planets are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed. But they all glow brighter from the brilliance of the blade. With the speed of insanity, then he died. In the green fields a-turning, baby is born. His cries crease the wind, mingle with the morn. An assault upon the order, the changing of the guard. Chosen for a challenge that is hopelessly hard. And the only single sign is the sighing of the stars. But to the silence of distance, they are sworn. So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 cause we love you. Images of innocence charge him to go on. But the decadence of destiny is looking far upon. To a nightmare of knowledge, he opens up the gate. And a blinding revelation is laid upon his plate. That beneath the greatest love is a hurricane of hate. And God help the critic of the dawn. So he stands on the sea, and he shouts to the shore. But the louder that he screams, the longer he's ignored. For the wine of oblivion is drunk to the dregs, and the merchants of the masses almost have to be begged. Till the giant is aware someone's pulling at his leg, and someone is tapping at the door. To dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 cause we love you. Then his message gathers meaning, and it spreads across the land. The rewarding of his fame is the following of the man.
But ignorance is everywhere and people have their way. Success is an enemy to the losers of the day. In the shadows of the churches, who knows what they pray? For blood is the language of the band. The Spanish bull's beaten, the crowd is soon begone. The matador is beautiful, a symphony of style. Excitement is ecstatic, passion places bets. Gracefully bows to ovations that he gets. But the hands that are applauding are slippery with sweat, and saliva is falling from their smile. So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 'cause we love you. Then this overflow of life is crushed into a lie. The gentle soul is ripped apart and tossed into the fire. First a smile of rejection at the nearness of the night. Truth becomes a tragedy limping from the light. All the heavens are horrified, they stagger from the sight as the cross is trembling with desire. And they say they can't believe it, it's a sacrilegious shame. Now who would want to hurt such a hero of the game? But you know, I predicted it, I knew he had to fall. How did it happen? I hope his suffering was small. Tell me every detail, for I've got to know it all. And do you have a picture of the pain? So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 'cause we love you. Time takes a toll and the memory fades, but his glory is growing in the magic that he made. Reality is ruined, it's the freeing from the fear. The drama is distorted to what they want to hear. Swimming in their sorrow and the twisting of a tear as they wait for the new thrill parade. Yes, the eyes of the rebel have been branded by the blind. To the safety of sterility, the threat has been refined. The child was created to the slaughterhouse he's led. So good to be alive when the eulogies are read. The climax of emotion, the worship of the dead, as the cycle of sacrifice unwinds. So dance, 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 teach us to be true. Come dance, 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 'cause we love you. And the night comes again to the circle-studded sky. The stars settle slowly, in loneliness they lie. Till the universe explodes as a falling star is raised. Planets are paralyzed, the mountains are amazed. But they all glow brighter from the brilliance of the blaze. With the speed of insanity, then he died. Thank you.
You know, I just figured out how they did that. They basically took out the whole left-hand channel, but I also figured out that they did the rhythm guitar on 12 string, and then all the rest of that lead was, that's how they've done that. That's how that all sounded that way. Mrs. Robinson from the movie The Graduate. The music still holds up. The movie's a little bit dated. Dustin Hoffman and Bancroft. Still got some good lines. Plastics, Benjamin. Plastics. Yes. So I promised you that I would play you Phil Oakes's one mainstream, major mainstream hit. It's about those folks who just don't want to get involved. Those folks who just say, no, it doesn't affect me. Yes, indeed. This is actually a pretty good song. And a lot of people recorded this after he did it. And it still holds up, I think. I think it does. Phil Oakes. And where am I going with this? What am I doing? Oh, I think I want this one instead. Try it.
There we go.
Oh, look outside the window. There's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes. guess my back is getting stiff. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Oh, there's a dirty paper using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Smoking marijuana is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. Maybe we should raise our voices, ask somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. To the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
Phil Oakes, Phil Oakes, what can you say? You know, he's if you read about Phil Oakes, and there's a lot of interesting stuff to read about Phil Oakes and watch, it's a matter of this man was clinically depressed, and a lot of just rough stuff happened to him towards the end, and he wound up killing himself. And at the time, in 1976, things weren't the way they were in the 60s. And, you know, Phil was not as much in demand as he had been, and he had his demons. And it's a very interesting story, the story of Phil Oakes. But that was his big hit outside of a small circle of friends. And you might want to read about him, because I think you'd find Phil Oakes very interesting. Very, very interesting. Simon and Garfunkel before that from The Graduate. And we're going to hear more from Simon and Garfunkel. One more cut right after the break. We do have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. And so it's mandatory. Breaks are what we have to take. So, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. And I will get back to you. I promise I will. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. We're going to hear a little bit more Simon and Garfunkel. We'll probably lightened up a little bit. This was getting kind of heavy. But then the 60s, in some ways, was a heavy time. Ready? Okay, we're coming right back. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back. So hang on, hang on, hang on.
Rain, wind, and mountain snow today. High temperatures 51 in Moscow, 55 in Lewiston. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very windy. Lows will be in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers or snow showers and breezy. High temperatures in the 40s.
And Northwest Public Radio, listener contributions and business sponsorship make it possible for you to hear your favorite programs. Thanks to all our partners, including the Eastside Marketplace in Moscow and Pullman Regional Hospital. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a program sponsor at nwpr.org. Click on support.
Yeah. I really don't know clouds. but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose and lose somehow. It's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Bobby Darin went through an interesting change musically. He had a lot of problems too, a lot of demons and drugs and things, and he started getting into the folk thing right before he died, not too long before he died, and he was a good buddy of Tim Hardin's, and that's a Tim Hardin song, and Bobby Darin recorded that song because he liked it so much, and then he went ahead and wrote Simple Song of Freedom, which then Tim Hardin recorded. Before that, The Byrds, You Ain't Going Nowhere, The Byrds, who also did a ton of Dylan. Everybody did Dylan. Everybody did Lightfoot, too. Everybody did Donovan, and you know, in those days. So it's a testimony. A lot of these people really shared each other's thoughts and that kind of thing. And so the Byrds were, they were Dylan fanatics. The Byrds were, they skipped verses, though. That's part of the problem with some of their Dylan versions. This is a good song, though. This is one of the Byrds' biggest of the later hits of the Byrds.
My world. I'm going to catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my brand. Well, I was up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while. Taking her meal, bathing, fine lady. This one day I happened to be real close to her, and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy, got my rope out, and I flung it in the air. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. I'm pulling on her, and she's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice, and I jump right up on her. Damned if I don't land right on top of her. And she takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before. She's running along just fine, till she stops, and something spooked her. The sidewinder all coiled and ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do for a second, but then she jumps off the edge, me holding on. Above the hills, higher than eagles, were gliding, suspended in the sky. Over the moon, straight for the sun, we were riding. Thank you.
down this crevice, about a mile down that sea. I look down and I see this red thing below us coming up real fast, and it's our reflection, this little pool of water about 6 feet wide and 1 foot deep. And we're crawling down right through it. We hit and we splashed it dry. That's when I lost my hold, she got away. But I'm gonna try to get her again someday.
The Byrds, which included in its membership over the years people like David Crosby and Graham Parsons, both who had demons. A couple of those folks, Roland and Clarence White, were in the Byrds. A few of them died in car accidents. The Byrds actually is a group that's been sort of fraught with some tragedy. But good music and a lot of good songs. Gene Clark was in the group and all kinds of folks, actually. Chris Hillman, of course. And Roger McGuinn, who wasn't Roger McGuinn initially, he was Jim McGuinn, I think. And anyway, the Byrds were a very lasting, that 12-string, you know, that Rickenbacker sound, that 12-string thing. Really pretty amazing stuff. And he was a proponent. He still plays 12-string when he plays. And sometimes they have Byrds reunions, and he still has that kind of jangly thing going on. The Byrds. There you go. You Ain't Going Nowhere and the Chestnut Mare. Here's another group, very influential, and they had their sound. Oh, yes, they did. Michelle and Cass and Saul and Denny and John Phillips. Saul left. Saul Rabinowitz left. Formed the Love and Spoonful with John Sebastian. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The Mamas and the Papas.
If I was in LA,
the mamas and the papas, and of course their whole thing was fraught with all kinds of cocaine and all kinds of stuff around the monitor. They hung around with the Stones quite a bit, actually, and finally Mick Jagger said, I can't handle this, I'm going back to England. You guys are whacked out. And John Phillips had an addiction the bulk of his life. And Mama Cass, of course, Mama Cass Elliott. Cass Elliott died in 69, 68, something like that. No, it was later than that. Anyway, she was a great singer. She had a little bit of a solo career and awesome songs. Maybe more like 72, I guess, something like that. The Mamas and the Papas. We have a couple more of their songs, at least one more coming up in the next hour. Peter, Paul, and Mary coming up. Dylan. We're still doing the folk songs of the 60s, part two. A little different feel than part one. Because we played a lot of the straight up kind of lighter pop ballads, and we're getting to a little bit heavier thing, which is, I guess, inevitably the way you'd want to go. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming right back for an hour's more worth of music. Looking back. Alrighty. You hang on, because we are coming back. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R. D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R. We're coming right back. Hang on now. We're coming.
It's a minute before 1 o'clock, and the third hour of Inland Folk with Dan Maher is just ahead here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Support for our programming comes from WSU Global Campus, offering weekly online interactive web learning events covering diverse interests and presented by Washington State University faculty. The online events are open to anyone, and registration is at open.wsu.edu. It's 1 o'clock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners. We receive additional support from Mikey's Euros on Main Street in downtown Moscow, featuring a menu grounded in Greek traditions with selections including classic Euros, spanakopita, and tabbouleh. Mikey's is open Monday through Saturday.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise, Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.